Perhaps an hour after they entered the landing craft, the child and droids exited. They were rejoined by the four guards. The boarding ramp lifted into place. Many of the landing craft's exterior running lights darkened, suggesting that the craft's inhabitants were settling in for the night. Dee tracked the child's party for a distance into the camp, then lost them in the area where the tents were thickest. Thoughtful, he rose, gathering his belongings, and headed back toward the cryptic warning. Once aboard, he summoned the entire crew, 7 including himself, into the small compartment that served as a dining, conference, and briefing area. It boasted one table and bench-style seating on either side, plus a chair at the end with its back to the compartment door. He took the chair.
So, report.
Sazat, a purple-skinned Kashiri male, D's own age, the team's archive analyst, started.
This is an ad hoc negotiation assembly, officially unofficial. The planetary government seems to know what's happening, and it is technically illegal by the laws of the Huts who govern this world. But the government is not opposing the process or acknowledging it.
Farden pushed a flimsy printout over to Dee. It showed a schematic of the camp with areas marked off in splotches of colors, most of them strident warm colors such as yellow, orange, and red.
Except for the shield and weapons emplacements, the camp looks fairly primitive, but there's a lot of high-intensity communication going on. There are hypercom units in at least 2 of the tents and 4 of the vehicles, including the Hapen vehicle. Enough broadcasting data pads to constitute a high-density pseudo-organic network.
Dee glanced at the printout and set it aside.
I'll probably need to enter camp. The shield generators are well-placed, with overlapping coverage, so it won't be possible to fly in close and drop an explosive missile on the landing craft. I have to get close to Tenelkar Joe with something very powerful and very lethal.
Farden gave him an uncomfortable look.
She is a Jedi, an ex-Jedi. She has what you have, including a sense of impending trouble. If you approach with the intent of killing her, she will probably feel it. And we already know that her security detail is very, very efficient.
Dee smiled.
It has to be done. So it will be done. What do I need to get into camp?
Vitti, a fair-skinned human female, the youngest member of the crew, drew her long blonde hair back across her shoulder in an attention-getting fashion she did not realize was patently obvious, and then pushed an identicard across the table to him.
Corporate sector identification. You are a journalist for Heuristic Financial Analysis, working on a report trying to determine the effect on the galactic economy of slave species achieving freedom and demanding higher wages.